Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
December 23rd, 2008, The Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, five emergency gifts, five last-minute gifts, five gifts that could save your bacon on the eve of a holiday event. Welcome to The Digital Story. I'm Derek Story, and I have five things for you today that are creative things that you can do at the last minute when you discover that you have to provide a gift for someone. You have to give a gift. You have this thing you're going to, and you cannot go empty-handed. And you want to do something special, something different, something that separates you from everyone else's last-minute gifts. So I have a few suggestions for you. Now, some of these are going to be things that you go, oh, yeah, I know that. But listen all the way through, because I have some nice twists on some of these also. For instance, I'm going to start out with handmade card, all right? A handmade card. Now, a handmade card is something that is very special, right? Because people look at it and they go, wow, this isn't a Hallmark thing. This isn't a shoebox card. This is something that you actually made. And that's kind of cool. And the nice thing about handmade cards is that a lot of times we will have in our stash of printing paper somewhere some art paper that's just sort of stashed away. And art paper, fine art inkjet paper, makes great handmade cards. And you can do this a couple different ways. You can use the paper itself, fold it up into a card, find an envelope for it, and then what you can do is you can mount on it a print or something that you made. So you don't, sometimes people go, oh, well, the thing about handmade cards is I get the print wrong and things are changed the wrong angle, something like that. Then I end up wasting a whole bunch of paper. You don't have to do that. Just fold up the paper itself into a card, and then you can just mount a photograph on it. It's a lot easier and it looks very nice. Now, here's the kicker on the handmade card. Last-minute gift is because you're doing a handmade card, because you're doing something that's personal and thoughtful and stuff, then that allows you to put cash in the card and it's okay. So this is the way that you give a cash gift, is by making the handmade card to put it in. Then suddenly, not only, you know, are you cool because you made something, but then you're giving them something they really want anyway, which is cash, and everyone wins. So the handmade card with cash is really a good way to go. Another good one, and I bet you haven't thought of this one, but you know, you probably know more about photography than most of the people that you hang around with, unless you're, you know, like hanging around with, you know, the Fine Art Photography Club of New York or something. So have you ever thought about giving a gift certificate for five photo lessons? Five photo lessons. And you can design these photo lessons for the person themselves. In other words, if they want to learn how to take better pictures, if they've been struggling with that, then you can give them five photo lessons on how to take better pictures. And you can design these photo lessons for exactly what they need. For instance, if they want to shoot pictures of their child doing sports events, then you can set up the photo lessons around that. And you know, this can be really fun for everyone. So the photo lesson can be where you spend time with them, actually showing them the techniques, and then you actually go out in the field with them and take pictures, and you take your camera too. And so then suddenly it's sort of a photo buddy activity, which means that even though you're giving a gift, you're getting some enjoyment out of it also. Now, the photo lessons can also be on the post-production side of things, too. So, for instance, let's say that they're pretty comfortable taking pictures, but the whole, you know, what to do with them afterwards on the computer is the part that's driving them crazy. Then it could be 5 photo lessons at the computer, showing them how to better use their favorite software, or even helping them decide which software they should be considering to manage their pictures. And you can draw this all up in a certificate. It wouldn't take you long at all. Kind of list out what you're going to do and what the commitment is and the whole deal. And with a suggested starting point, right? Because, you know, if you're going to do this, you want to do this. You don't want to just say, okay, someday we'll do this. No. Suggest, like, you know, beginning the first weekend of February, we'll get together and we'll start, you know, whatever it is we're going to do. I think it's a pretty cool gift. I think it's something, a gift that gives back to you. And then remember, if you want to give them a nice little guide to go with it, don't forget about the Digital Photography Companion for taking better pictures, and the Photoshop CS4 Companion for photographers if they want to learn the Photoshop side of things. It's a pretty cool gift. I bet you hadn't thought of it, and I think it'd go over really well. Now, here's one you probably have thought of, but it's good and always deserves to be on any of these lists, which is a framed print. Now, I want to clarify this a little bit, though, because you know, it's nice if we give people framed prints of a beautiful sunset that we took in Hawaii or something like that. And generally speaking, they'll like that, but maybe not love it. And I'm just being honest here, right? But if you have an image of them or their family or some sort of family interaction or some sort of friend interaction or an interaction with the person and their pet, or you know, something happening at their house, something like that, something sentimental, something that is human, and you make a print of that, and you put it in the frame, and then put on the back when the shot was taken and who the shot was taken by. That will get to them. That will get to them. That is something that people love because it touches to something meaningful in their life, whether it's another family member, a friend, a place, or a pet, and that will touch them, and they will love that. They will love that. So the art to giving an image to somebody, a framed print, I think, is to find an image in your collection that has meaning to them. And then give them that. Now, it may not be the world's most fantastic photograph. And of course, as photographers, we're going, well, I mean, you know, that's just a snapshot. I know what you're thinking, but you have to fight that off because that's not the way the person receiving the gift is going to look at. The person receiving it is going to think that it's something very special and that you're a very thoughtful person for thinking of doing this. So the framed print, the trick to it is make it meaningful and they will love it. I promise you, they will love it. Okay, now I have another one. That was 3. That was number 3. So we started out with the handmade card, but that allows you to put cash in it, so you can give a cash gift with a handmade card. The second one was the certificate for photo lessons, where you actually delineate, you know, what these lessons entail. The third one is the framed print, but it's a framed print of something that means something to the recipient. And now, here's another good one. And I've talked about this before, but it still deserves to be on the list, which is a gift certificate for a portrait session. Yeah, and these are especially cool for families or families that just have a new addition, such as with a pet or a new child or something. And again, you know, you want to be specific when you do this. You know, like, here's a certificate for a portrait session. I'd like to do it in February or March, you know, whenever, you know, the time frame you pick. Here's what you get. We'll shoot for like half an hour. I'll let you pick your favorite shot. I'll make a print, 8.5 by 11 print of your favorite shot. And then I'll give you some of the best shots from the session on a CD so that you can have them and use them yourselves. So you spell it out. Don't, you know, tell them what they're getting. Put that in the certificate and, you know, make it look as pretty as you can and give it to them as a great gift and then follow up with it. It's very important that you follow up with these things and that you just don't leave them hanging out there. Then they become real gifts. So the gift certificate for the portrait session, another good gift. Make sure you're specific in that you delineate the details of the gift. So that's number four. I have one more for you. Number five, if none of these work or you don't have time for even these and you're totally desperate, then yes, go to the liquor store, buy a bottle of booze, put a bow on it and walk in the door at least with something in your hand. So sometimes you just have to do what you have to do and try to find something, of course, that the person actually likes. So if they're a wine drinker, don't get them a six-pack of beer, right? Get them a nice bottle of wine. If they're a whiskey drinker, don't get them a bottle of vodka. Get them a bottle of their favorite whiskey. So sometimes even photographers have to resort to going to the liquor store and getting a last-minute gift. But target it and make it look as nice as you can. Get a bag for it or something. You know, don't give it to them in a brown paper bag. Get a gift bag at least and put their name on the tag. Okay, so those are my five last-minute emergency gift ideas that you can probably pull off with supplies that you have around the house right now that truly will make someone smile, especially one through four. Five, that's your backup plan, right? If the other things don't work out, you know, say five is your backup plan. The photo assignment for the month of December 2008 is group shot, and those group shots are coming in. Again, creativity is okay, as with every photo assignment, so you don't have to be absolutely literal in your creating your group shot and send it in. And if you have any questions about, you know, what to send in, go to the submissions page on the Digital Story. That's thedigitalstory.com, and there'll be all the details there. I've gotten a few grab shots lately. Thank you very much. And there are probably some good opportunities for grab shots coming up with the, you know, all these holiday gatherings that may be happening. And so keep your point-and-shoot or your DSLR handy. And if you nab something good, send it in. And again, all the details for grab shots are on the submissions page. And then I'll mention the sponsors real quick, and then I want to give you an update on the site redesign. So thanks to Red River Paper. And they have some great fine art paper, by the way, for handmade cards and so forth. Something that you might want to stock up on so that the next time an emergency comes, you actually have something in stock. Take a look at their sampler pack. They have a special for Digital Story listeners, and you can click on the tile on every page of the Digital Story for Red River Paper, take you right to their site. And also Boinks Software and the makers of both Photomagico, the fantastic slideshow for Mac users, and Boinks TV, which puts a whole TV studio right there on your computer. Great sponsors, and they're making terrific software. Now, lastly, I want to give you an update on the site redesign. Things are going really well. So we have our team working on, you know, the new layout, the new design. Have Sys Administrator doing the upgrade from Movable Type 3 to Movable Type 4, which will make all of our lives a lot easier, especially those of you that post comments. The posting will go much smoother. It'll take a lot less time with the upgrade. I've been meeting regularly with our new creative output editor, contributor, and her name is Stephanie, and she's been writing up content and working on things already so that she has a nice reservoir of good stuff, and I think you're really going to like her, and I'll introduce her in an upcoming podcast once we launch the new site. And I'm really thinking that we're going to have everything pretty much together by the end of January. That's our hope. And if not by the end of January, certainly by the end of February. So we're moving along at a good pace. It's very exciting. Those of you who have contributed suggestions, I thank you very much. And if you haven't and you have something in mind, you know, something that you would just like us to be aware of while we're working on this, you can go to that podcast. It's just like a month ago or so that I did it, and post a comment in the show notes, and I'll see it. I'll definitely see it. And I've been, those of you that have commented, I have forwarded your comments on to the team after I vet them, and we're reading everything. So we're considering everything. Obviously, you know, we can do what we can do, and some stuff might not be within the scope of this revision, but we're definitely looking at everything and trying to do as much as we can. So I'm really excited about that, and I'll keep you posted on that. But in the meantime, just know that we're working hard on it, and we're quite excited about it. Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up this week. I'm going to go a little shorter because it's a holiday week for me too, and I got last minute gifts to take care of. So I'm going to go get cracking on that. I'll have a show for you next week also, and maybe next week I'll do a little year in review thing, and that would be kind of fun. So until then, if you have any holiday gatherings, I hope you enjoy them. If you're spending the holiday quietly, it's a good time of year to look back and thank your blessings, and I will see you here next week. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, weblogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.